Yeah, that's about the worst thing that could happen to...
It's like my worst nightmare. I get scared when I see my own self coming out of the shower, so I can't imagine. I don't know how to explain it to myself.
Imagine you get out of the shower and the first thing you're looking at is your first grader's class on Zoom. And you're naked.
Oh, God.
I was in the shower and then I got out of the shower and I walked across my bedroom to get my clothes. And all of a sudden I heard my 7-year-old from my bed go, "Hang on, Bella." And then Bella goes, "I think we need to hang up. We might all be in trouble." And I looked and... My 7-year-old was zooming her friends from my bed and they saw me naked. I don't know why she was in my bed, but what do I do? Do I like write an apology note to all of my parents?
Oh my God, I love her. I'm dying right now.
You got to see. Text links to 70. 70- Text links to 77,000. You could see her. The whole description is like 2.5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
That's just a clip of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Of her
she's
describing.
Really funny.
She's really funny. Like, do I write an apology note? Right. So it wasn't a classroom. It was just a couple of her friends.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I guess it's not quite as bad.
Oh, it's still bad.
It's still pretty bad.
Oh, it's
But that's a good question. Like, do you have to, do you want to get to the parents before they hear about it from...
See, I don't know if I would just act like it never happened. So then,
right?
Or just say like, if it happened with Wyatt and his friends and me, I'd be like, "You're lying." And I'd be like, "Wyatt, lying is not okay." But
79 Coast. Let me ask that. We have a topic on our Facebook page that's like your awkward Zoom moment.
Yeah.
Or you know, embarrassing Zoom moment. So you can go and answer that too, Coast 931 on Facebook. But I'm curious, like, as a parent, how do you? Like, let's say it's you who ends up flashing your friends.
Oh, God.
Your kids' friends on Zoom. What do you do? 79 Coast.
Oh, no. I know
or,
I would scream.
Or if that happened, 792-6278. Please call now.
Please.
What would you say, would you try and get ahead of it so that they don't think it was weird? Because then, like, think about when play dates start happening again and stuff. Are they going to be like, I don't know, that lady's naked all the time. I'm not going to.
Yeah, well, I definitely wouldn't invite them over for a play date anytime soon. But then I would probably, you know, you want to teach it, you would turn into like a teachable moment. And I guess I'd be like, so these things on mommy's body are boobs.
Wait, you just stand there and start talking to the kids?
I would put a towel on, but I would be like, because he would be like, holy crap, what
now,
are those things
on the
floor?
Let me show you where you came from, okay? I'm just going to.
Let me lift up my gut so you can see the scar from my C-section. So you came here. And then let me pick these things off the floor. Now, these are boobs.
Now, eat healthy and exercise because it's a lot harder to lose all this, okay, these days.
Mama does exercising every day and nothing changes, honey. So start now. I'm so sorry. Look, it didn't happen to me. Oh, I never want it to happen. I never want it to happen.
I just can't get the image out of my head of you just, of Kelly just standing there going, well, let me tell you something.
So here's
Let's
the
turn
deal.
This into a teachable moment, okay?
Now we're in anatomy class.
Yeah.
So let's point.
So
here.
Repeat after me. Areola.
And I know, they're huge.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, man, now what?
Do I, like, write an apology note to all
of my parents? Oh, my God.
You want to see her whole thing? Text links to 77,000.
Oh, that was great. I love her.
Oh, my God. The word is cesarean.
Oh, man. But the good part is my lady parts are still intact. Oh, I'm on the radio.
Man.
I forget that sometimes.
Okay. I'm glad you do.